31-24 is the final, and head coach Dirk Koetter is with us after this one. All right, we talked to you at halftime, and you said that one of the big things would be get the ball, get some time of possession going. You actually had a turnover, or actually a muffed kickoff, and then a turnover. That kind of put you behind a little bit, but you got back in the game. How did you get back in the game after that turnover and change the momentum around in your favor?
Well, as you said, I mean, it was a one-score game at halftime, and then we had three horrible plays to start the second half. The kickoff return, the first play for no gain, and then the interception on second down. So now we're down two scores. I think the guys really snapped to attention and really understood the severity of where we were at that point. We started making a lot more plays offensively, and we were able to get a couple stops on defense. I mean, I've never questioned for one second this team's ability to fight and to compete. We played hard enough. We just didn't play good enough.
The play to Mike Evans, the long one. That's a big momentum play. Just describe that play from your vantage point, and him going up with a great individual effort to make that play for a 34-yard touchdown.
Yeah, it was a check play. We had a zone man check on. They were in man coverage. Mike was playing in the slot, and Jameis read the coverage, checked to the proper play. We had Mike one on one. You know, from my vantage point, I mean, it looked like, as often is the case, the way teams play Mike, I mean, it was like him in the corner. We're in a wrestling match, and it looked to me like, even though the replay made it look like Mike pushed off, it looked to me like, you know, the guy was grabbing him the whole way down, and they threw the flag before then Mike got a little separation by bumping him. It was a hell of a play by Mike to make the catch and then get it in the end zone.
It was a controversial moment. It was fairly early in the third quarter where Fleener looked like he caught the ball. They called it a catch on the field. They later reversed that with the understanding there's a ton of time left either way after that. That's a significant play in the game there that you just got to keep playing after it when it didn't go your way, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you can't get upset over those bang-bang plays because they're going to review them. And that's probably, you know, if you notice, the officials had a big huddle right there. I imagine they called it a fumble because if you call it a fumble, that automatically sends it to replay. So now they send it to get it right. Now, after it goes to replay, you can only assume they get it right. And, you know, so we still had enough time after that.
How much do you credit the Saints, in particular Mark Ingram, who ran for a lot of tough yards in this game?
Well, definitely got to give the Saints their due. They played a good football game, and they got us. I give most of the credit to Drew Brees, and they did run the ball better today. They didn't, you know, it wasn't a ridiculous amount. I think that we definitely missed Will Golston's presence in the run defense, but I think more than anything is, you know, we saw a quarterback that is one of the best all time. And the things we were able to get him on last time, especially with pressure, he was able to step up through that pressure and make a lot of big plays down the field today.
You lost Cam Braid in the second half of this game. What, if anything, can you tell us about that injury, because he couldn't return? And how big of a factor for play calling purposes was it to not have one of your best weapons there?
Yeah, I can't tell you too much just because I haven't been briefed on the injuries yet. Obviously it was significant enough that he couldn't come back. I believe it's a back injury. I didn't really see the hit because I was looking back at Jameis. Cam is having a fine year for us. He is one of our main weapons. Had a nice touchdown earlier in the game. But as far as play calling goes, when you're down two scores in the second half, you got to just go. And I thought Brandon Myers came in and did fine. And a combination of Brandon and Luke Stocker filled in, and you know they did fine.
And finally, two tough losses. You are still mathematically alive for the playoffs. And how do you regroup from this? And you must do it quickly to be ready to go for the Carolina Panthers again, right?
Yeah, I mean, the way you regroup is you don't worry about stuff that's not in your control. I mean, the only thing that's in our control is how we get ready to finish the season at home against Carolina. And, I can promise our fans that we will come to play. I hope our fans will show up in the season finale. We have a lot on the line regardless of what happens with the playoffs. And, I would never hope that a team that I'm involved in would never play a game any other way. I mean, in my opinion, every game is like a playoff game, and you know, regardless of what our mathematic chances are. I mean, I don't even look at that kind of stuff. The bottom line is there's a competition next Sunday at Raymond James, and we need to try to win it.
Coach, thank you.